And morning, everyone. It's time for a cup of coffee with Thompson. Hello, 2014.
2014.
Woohoo! All right. Hello, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
All right, Thompson, we've got a focus show, right? You did something today that was unbelievably awesome and cool. I can't even believe it myself. I mean, you're only 4 years old, and you've been reading for a year now, and that's already awesome. Almost 2 years, actually. You know, in a few months now, you're going to turn five, but you made something, and I'm going to take a picture of it. What did you make?
I made a book.
You made a completely on your own, went up in your spot, your little craft area, and you made a book.
Yeah, it's all about a boy who found... Who works on a farm, and then a family of chickens come out.
Yeah, and what happens when the chickens come out?
He feeds them food. He feeds them chicken food. No, he feeds them. He doesn't feed them roast beast. You know what he feeds them? He feeds them caterpillars.
Nice. Well, yes. Actually, chickens love to eat caterpillars.
You know why? Because we love to eat chicken food and caterpillars. You know why? Because just who else likes to eat caterpillars?
Who else likes to eat caterpillars?
Dogs like to eat caterpillars, too.
Really? So he feeds the chickens caterpillars. Then what happens?
And then the chickens don't want any more food.
They're all full of caterpillar.
And then he wants the little boy to fight them.
Who wants the little boy to fight the chickens?
The chickens do.
Oh, the chickens want to fight the little boy?
No, the boy wants to fight the little chickens.
Why does he want to fight the little chickens after he fed them?
Because guess what? He doesn't like chickens.
But he still fed them.
But now he doesn't want to feed them anymore.
Well, he doesn't need to because they're all full.
Okay.
So how does it end?
Well, there's just one more part. And then the ending. Okay. First, he gave them a little drink or two. And that made the chickens really good. The end.
That's fantastic. I am so stoked. I'm going to put up a poster of your little book that you made, and you bound it and everything. You did each page all by yourself?
Okay.
Are those pictures or are those letters? Those are little pictures on each page, huh?
Yeah. There's letters in there, pictures in there, and chickens for my actual journey. I'm going to get them to the mailbox. I'm going to save this for money. I'm going to buy it for sale.
You're going to put this for sale through the mail?
Yeah.
So you've just written and self-published your first book that you're going to offer for sale through the mail. But you only have one book. What if more than one person wants to buy your book? I mean, you have almost 45,000 listeners right now.
We don't have 35 mysteries.
No, you have 45,000 listeners. I mean, if all of those people
want to... We have 15 listeners on the show.
Yes, plus 45,000. But, all right, so right now you have a one-of-a-kind. Maybe we should auction off... Maybe we should auction your book.
Maybe we should put a poop in our book and then put it into a... Hey, Daddy, I got an idea. We can put this into an envelope.
That's exactly how we would send it. to whoever who wants to send in a, you know, who wants to auction off, yeah, whoever wants to buy it, you know, let the bidding begin. I mean, you do want to sell it. You said
Daddy, so. Guess what? At my school, they have envelopes in there.
We have envelopes, too.
Okay, we can put this in the envelope out here.
Yep. Thompson, you're
I'm gonna do it right now.
You are a budding publishing magnate. You're already a little businessman. You did two skills in one thing today. You wrote and illustrated your own book, which you then bound, which you then offered for sale on the internet and or through the mail. And so, like, you learned business skills, publishing skills. This is ridiculous. This is so awesome. I think this is a triumph for you. This is amazing. I'm so thoroughly floored, impressed, completely blown away. I'm very proud.
I am very loud.
I am very howed.
I'm very loud.
I'm very powed.
I'm very loud.
I'm very gloud.
I'm very loud.
Ooh, I was gonna say that one. I'm very loud.
I'm very loud.
I'm very exowed.
I'm very ectowed.
And, all right. This morning I'm drinking some Capricorn coffees, dark French roast with some organic cane sugar from 365. Thank you, Paraguay.
Thank you, Paraguay.
Muchas gracias, Paraguay.
Muchas gracias, Paraguay.
Para azúcar.
Para azúcar.
And, of course, Clover Organic Farms Organic Half and Half, which is a lovely, creamy deliciousness. Wow. What a morning.
What a coffee? Year.
You're starting your day off to a
what
great
start. What about three beans coffee?
Well, that's not what I had today. I'm having Capricorn coffee today.
Capricorn coffee? I thought you had...
See, what's that say?
Capricorn coffee.
What's that say?
Capricorn coffee.
Everything's a rhyming game when you're 4 years old. All right, we got to say goodbye. Any special shout-outs?
I fart and a poop with the feather nod.
All right, special shout-outs to all you frozen people east of the Sierras. Wrap up warm.
Frozen people?
Yeah, they're having a huge blizzard all over the rest of the country, but not here in San Francisco.